This first example is for a likely hospitalized patient requiring a continuous infusion. Here, a 20-year-old cisgender female is to receive a continuous infusion of a drug that runs at 1 milliliter per hour while delivering 4 micrograms per kilogram in minute. We are to calculate the grams of a drug that needs to be added to the 500 milliliter IV infusion solution. The patient here weighs 130 pounds. As good practice, it is recommended to convert a patient's weight from pounds to kilograms. Here, the patient weighs 130 pounds. Remember, there are 2.2 pounds for every kilogram. Dividing 130 by 2.2 gives approximately 59 kilograms, which is the patient's weight in kilograms. I also want to emphasize that the rate of the infusion is 1 milliliter per hour, while the drug in the infusion is delivered at a rate of 4 micrograms per kilogram and minute. But the limiting variable here is the infusion solution, which is 500 milliliters total. We will start by multiplying 500 milliliters by the rate of infusion, which is 1 milliliter per hour. Now let's stop to think about the units that we have. The rate of infusion is in micrograms divided by kilograms per minute. We must convert the hours to minutes, which will multiply by 60, given there are 60 minutes for 1 hour. We now multiply this value by the rate of drug administration, which is 4 milligrams per kilogram per minute. You then multiply by the patient's weight, which is 59 kilograms. Our final step includes the conversion of micrograms from the drug infusion to the grams by which the problem is wanting us to solve. This is a million times smaller than a gram, so we divide our answer by 10 to the positive 6, giving us a final answer of 7.1 grams of drug required.